I am a rich kid. Let me say something. You can be black and privileged and still amount to nothing. In my defense, I didn't know I was a rich kid. I think my dad is the only surgeon who exclusively eats at Cracker Barrel.
Victoria, thank you so much for joining me. Nearly your entire family is in the medical field. How did you start to pursue comedy?
It took a minute. I think I kind of fought it, just seeing, like, you know, especially because I'm, you know, African American and, you know, seeing successful people in medicine or just in life, it seemed like medicine was such a highly respected job, and watching the respect that my father received as a surgeon. And that kind of pushed me towards medicine. But I was like 11 when I asked for Stephen Colbert's book for my birthday. Like, 30 Rock came out when I was like about to start high school. So I was obsessed with 30 Rock, and I was obsessed with like the writing process, and I just became obsessed with comedy writers, but it was always a hobby. You know, I went to college pre-med. I graduated with a physiology degree and went on to do that program, and then was working in medicine. And then I was like, okay, now that I have a stable job, and once I got that job, I was like, okay, now you can take a look into this like hobby. You know, I don't want to say I didn't think I'd be this good at it, but I never thought of it as a creator. I always thought of it as a social aspect. And the first time I was on stage, even at an open mic, I just fell in love with that feeling, and I couldn't stop doing it. So, you know, for 4 years, I was doing both. This is my first year doing comedy full time. You know, I got into this festival that's a really big deal for comedy, and I was like, okay, maybe you can do this. And then it just kept, I kept getting more and more opportunities to where at a point I couldn't deny it.
You mentioned being an African American when you were thinking about medicine and thinking about your career. What is it like being an African American and a woman in the comedy world?
It's definitely interesting. I love it. Like, I seriously love doing it. And what I find is that I've had such a unique perspective. I think that there is a chokehold we put on people in any form of entertainment or anything when you're in the spotlight, where they have to be a certain type of way. So when I became a comedian, that was like this weird alternative girl that people expected to be more someone who was white. I think that really like shook people for a while. Like, the stuff I'm into is not what society forces onto us as Black people. And I think that that's what's made my comedy successful in some aspects, where it comes to like, if you know anything like about code switching, where it's like, you know, a lot of people talk about the aspect of applying, being able to relate yourself to all crowds. I grew up in a lot of white spaces. I mean, if you've seen my TikTok or anything I do online, that's what my experience is talking about. The experience of being a Black person in white spaces my whole life.
I had a lot of white friends, not for any particular reason. You guys are just always around. Statistically. I think my white friends thought they were getting a cool Black friend, but I was like, buckle up. I used to play The Sims for 12 hours and read fan fiction.
And people laugh at those things, and it's funny, and it's fine because that is the social commentary, right? It's funny because you didn't expect it. And that's what my whole thing is. I was always into comics and anime, and I was into punk. And I was very much an emo kid through and through, still an emo kid. And so I think that gave me an advantage in comedy, because to me it did, even though some people are like, oh, that must suck because you feel like you're this one outlier out. But I felt like it gave me advantage, because I was talking about things people didn't expect. And I'm a weird person. I'm weird. I love being weird. And I don't think they let us be weird. But it is nice to be able to see Black girls just be weird and not having to have our identity tied to a certain lifestyle.
What would you say to people who might have reservations or fears, but they want to pursue something like comedy? Is there any advice that you would give them?
I think the biggest advice is something that I give to people that I don't know is the universal advice that people will give. Like, I think that there's this idea of the pursuit of a dream just for the pursuit of a dream. And I'm all for that, as long as it doesn't affect my ability to live. There are practical ways to do any career. Like, let's say you want to be a comedian. Okay, stand-up isn't taking off for you. Writing is an option. Take any facet of writing and make that into a job. But what I will say is, if you find this dream that you think is unattainable, take the realistic steps you have to do that dream, and then have a backup plan. You have to. I don't care what anyone says. There has to be a backup plan.
I go to therapy. No, there's no natural segue. I'm depressed. I go to therapy. Does anyone else go to therapy to talk about how funny they are?